Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career.
We all have a purpose, but how we accomplish that purpose becomes unique to you. How you choose to run your race is a journey you curate for yourself. The pathways might be far out and vast, but at the end of the day, the pursuit of your purpose remains the center where all paths return. My guest today has seamlessly navigated her way through fashion, business, the beauty industry, radio, and public speaking. And she uses these platforms to advocate for sustainability and employability for women. Margot Fargo's motive has always been clear. She uses all of her platforms, like her two businesses that she founded herself, the stage she occupied as a finalist for Miss South Africa and Miss Earth South Africa, and not forgetting her public speaking engagements, to accomplish all of the purposes that she has set out for herself. Our dear listeners, help me welcome Margot Fargo. How are you, dear lady?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me. I'm really excited for this.
All right. So you're joining us online. So Margot, please tell us a little bit about your journey. You are doing so much. You are in business. You are in the beauty industry as well. You are also an entrepreneur, but also focusing on sustainability and employment of women. Just how did you get to having such an extensive bio at such a young age?
Well, I think sometimes when I look at what people read on me and read about me or say about me, I sometimes think to myself, that's not me. Because I come from a background of a family that just taught me how to take opportunities with both hands. And coming from a small city, Bloemfontein, and also a community that is so stigmatized by unemployment, teenage pregnancy. There's so much greatness that comes out of it, but it's been highlighted by the statistics that we can't really ignore. I didn't really grow up with a silver spoon. I went to the university. I was dropped off at school. And I think I was taught how to be tenacious at a very young age. I mean, my mom told me she wouldn't be able to pay for my studies because we had just lost our dad. That I realized that that was a turning point for me where I was like, you don't have a choice but to actually make it happen. So when people meet me now, they think, oh, you've got everything in order. I really don't. But based on how I was raised, the community that I was raised in, what I was exposed to back in my community, my city, I realized that if I want to go for something, as cliche as it sounds, I need to make it happen. And studying BSc Consumer Sciences really helped me because it has to do with the consumer, and all of us, know whether we know it or not, are consumers. Sustainability comes from a very young age. I'm not a tree hugger. I don't protest in the streets. But one thing that I'm passionate about is looking after our immediate environment. You don't have to have much. You don't have to have a lot of money. And I've always just particularly been passionate about entrepreneurship. Beauty, on the other hand, I don't know how I got into the industry, believe it or not. I always tell the story. We were walking on the UFS campus and my best friend at the time, she still is my best friend, looked at me, and I think I was 21, and she's like, friend, why don't you do Miss Free State? And one thing about me, she said to me, I'm going to say something and you're not going to be able to say no. And she said, I dare you. And one thing about me, when someone dares me, I will 100% go for it. But with the beauty industry came so much platform, came so much, the opportunity for people to actually listen. So I'm like, wow, people actually listen to me. Nothing has really changed. I just have a sash on that says Miss So-and-so, but they're actually listening to what I have to say. So I'm like, why don't I use that, merge that with what I want to do in the business world and use the platform that I've been given right now to bring issues to the surface, whether it is female entrepreneurship, issues on women of color in the industry that is particularly dominated by males, and just creating that opportunity. So it's really just a melting pot of so many things that I'm passionate about and trying to marry them together and see how how that turns out. So yeah, I think that's why I do so much, because I enjoy so much. And I think that my obedience by in doing that creates so much opportunity for so many people. So if I can do it, a young woman of color from a community in Bloemfontein can do it, why can't you do it?
That's beautiful, Margot. It sounds very inspirational as well. You said that your mother said that she wouldn't be able to pay for your fees, but she did manage to go to university. 100%. Right?
She took me to every single door. We knocked on every door.
Yes.
And by the grace of God, I received a bursary a week after being enrolled into the university. She paid for my registration. And I said, there's no way I cannot get this degree. I've come this far. And even after my degree, I'm like, I want to do my honors. I'm like, Margot, are you crazy? You just got your postgraduate degree. Now you want to go do your honors. And the bursar at the time said to me, unfortunately, we cannot support you postgraduate. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to look for a job. So I basically studied full time and worked full time, was on the road, traveled about 1,000 kilometers a week while studying and completing my honors degree in sustainability. It was probably one of the toughest times, but I'm so thankful for those times, because it showed my character, and it showed that, you know, if you put your mind to something, you can do it.
Yes, if you put your mind to something, you can do it. And I'm sure there's a lot of skills and qualities that you have picked up from that journey that might have been challenging at the time, you know? Now, my question for you is, you did your bachelor's, you did your honors in sustainability. Why didn't you take the traditional route of going working for a company, getting a 9-to-5?
Honestly, I tried it. I really tried it for about a year or so. It wasn't necessarily an office job, but it was the 9-to-5. I had a 7-to-11 job. It was nonstop, continually on the road. I loved the opportunity to work with people, but I just knew I had so much more to give and so much more to bring to the table. So fun fact is that the job that I had, I could support, and I was 26, 20, 25 at the time. I could support a child. I could have had a husband and a house and paid off a bond with the amount of money that I was getting at that age.
You were in a good position, right?
Yes. And I remember I had to sit my family down and say to them, this is not my passion. I'm quite miserable. And mental health at the time, believe it or not, and this is what, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, was not as freely spoken about. And I told them, I'm not happy. I don't feel fulfilled. I know it's a great salary. I can support myself. I can pay off my studies. However, this is not the direction in which I want to go into. And the only person's view or voice that mattered is my mom's. My siblings, obviously, I have older siblings. They said, you're crazy. Are you crazy? You can save at least 10,000 rand a month. You don't have any rent to pay. You're still staying at home. And I just had to really knuckle down and realize that if you do so happen to fall on your face, I know the people around me will be there to catch me, but I ended up settling for a job in PR management that paid me 20% of that amount that I was getting in my corporate job. And that's because I really believe that that's the direction in which I want to go into, because the hours were flexible. I was learning communication skills, and that was gearing me up for what I really wanted to do, which is deal with people, community work. So I knew I had to place myself in that position. And I really sometimes pinch myself every day when I'm stressed. I'm like, oh, why didn't you just take the traditional route? But there are moments that are so rewarding where you realize you stand in a room or you are in a space or you meet people and you're like, it's worth it. It really is. There are those moments, those aha moments where you realize the sacrifice, the setbacks are actually worth it, because you're heading into, you know, the direction of what you really are passionate about, which my passion is people, the consumer industry, empowerment, sustainability. And I would not have been able to do that sitting in an office job. Maybe it would have worked, but on a very small scale. So there is a level of sacrifice that goes into, you know, following your passion. I laugh because there's a friend of mine, she says to me, following your passion is only for people who come from trust funds. And I was like, girl, I don't even have a trust fund myself. But I really believe that if you just set your mind to something and you're passionate about it and you receive the closed doors, you receive all the failures, it's just failing forward. It's always just moving with that momentum and getting better at it, because people don't see the failures. People just see the beautiful successes that we post on social media.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I think that's something that I'd also love to do one day is share my failures, because my failures actually outweigh my successes at this point in time. But it's also tricky because on social media, you can't necessarily post your failures because people will be saying she wants attention. We know how social media is. So we keep it positive, we keep it light. But when an opportunity comes, I always tell people that it was not easy making that decision, but so fulfilling at the end of the day.
I remember I was watching an interview a few days ago, and it was one of the Shark Tanks. I don't even know Shark Tank. One of the business owners, they said, 80% of my businesses fail. Only 20 actually are successful. So it is very important that we send out the message that, you know, students, you can follow your passion, you can fail, but fail forward. I think that's something that
absolutely.
I'm going to be taking from this conversation. You followed your passion, Margot. That's something that requires bravery, and not a lot of people can do that, right? So the journey must have been scary and very risky, but they must have, you said there were very rewarding moments. Please tell me about the most rewarding moment that you experienced in your journey.
To be honest, I'm not going to lie. I don't think I've gotten that rewarding moment as of yet, the moment. But just realizing there was a time, so I own a coffee business, and I remember this year, it was quite tough because I had some setbacks in the business, and it's a completely startup company. And I remember checking an email, and I saw that I had an opportunity to collaborate with one of the biggest organizations in Africa. And I just sat there thinking to myself, who am I to have the access and capacity to collaborate with these big giants? And I think within my business career, that has been the most successful at that point in time, because I realized, you know, the story, I started my business during COVID, by the way, my coffee business. I don't know how, why, but people thought I was insane. And I thought, I didn't know we're going to be hitting a pandemic, but we still move forward. And on a personal level, I just know that walking into a room and people know what I do, people give me an opportunity to speak my mind. You know, I've had an opportunity to represent the continent speaking about renewable energy in Italy. And I think those moments are the ones that I treasure, because like I said, I don't come from a space where this was celebrated. I don't come from a family background where we have it all. But we had the principle of just saying that if you want to do something, you set your mind to it and you just go for it. So I'm very, it's very tough for me to, if I could say it in inverted commas, brag or celebrate successes, because I always say there's always more to do. There's always something more to do. So there are moments where I just sit back and be like, wow, my name is there. Like, and the fact that my name and my surname rhymes, I always laugh because I'm like, that's my name and my surname. It's so odd. I even get surprised myself because I'm like, what were my parents thinking? But I love it at the end of the day, because just those moments of walking into a room, people knowing what you do, collaborating with entities and brands that you only saw on television, speaking to the people you highly esteemed and they listen to what you have to say. I think those moments are the ones where I'm like, that's it. That's where I want to be. Mm-hmm. Because I just know that I deserve a seat at the table that I wish to be at. I believe that I deserve a seat at the table, because that creates a ripple effect for the next person, male or female, to just step in boldly and say, I want to do that.
But for someone who wants to follow your career path, what would be something that you would tell them that an outsider would never guess about your job, that you'd like to make them aware of if they're going to take this journey?
I would say, don't be afraid of looking like a fool. Don't be afraid feeling like one, because there are going to be times where you feel inadequate, and there are going to be times where you actually just have to really believe in what you want and what you stand for. For example, the commercial space and the beauty industry, I face day-to-day castings. So out of 10 castings, you have to almost see yourself like everyone else, but on the inside believe that you are completely different and you carry something different. So having that strong mindset and just realizing that you need your second name needs to be rejection. So I always say this to someone who asks me, how did you start? And I say, make rejection your second name, because rejection is not, it's not supposed to be shunned upon or looked down upon, because it redirects you into something that you were meant to have. And my principle is, if you've done everything in your power to get that opportunity and you did not get it, it was not yours. So give it, lay everything on the table, whatever it is, your presentation, your pitch, what you want to do. And when you walk out of that room, if you leave empty and you don't get it, then you know that it wasn't for you. So just be prepared to also have a good sense of character and judgment of character, because we live in a very superficial world and digital age, where you meet someone, you see them and you're like, oh, this person's perfect. Mm. But when you meet them, they might not be the very same person that you have esteemed highly. So keyword, rejection. Make rejection okay. And let it be water off a duck's back. It still stings at the end of the day, but be prepared for rejection, because that makes it easier. Mm. And you just know that if you don't get that job, if you pitched, you didn't get that specific position, or you wanted to be in a certain campaign, or you wanted to enter a specific pageant, go back and improve on yourself and just continually go in and move forward.
I like that. Go back and work on yourself and continually go in. And if you get rejected, make rejection okay. Go back, work on yourself, yes, and continually go in. I love that. I'm going to put that on my DP. Thank you so much, Marco Falco. Those are all the questions that I have for you. But we are at our final round. This is called the fire questions, okay?
Oh, okay.
I'm going to ask you speed questions. You have to answer me within 2 seconds. If you don't, I'm going to move on. Are you ready for our fire questions?
Fire away.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Sweet or salty?
Sweet.
Remote or on-site?
Remote.
Every morning I...
drink coffee.
My favorite word is
love.
Love. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Margo, for joining us in our podcast. I'm sure our students are going to appreciate this. I appreciate this conversation highly.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure chatting to you. I hope that I get to just inspire one person, even if it's one. And yeah, thank you so much. It always feels like home connecting with the university, and I'll always have a special place in my heart for you guys.
Thank you so much, Margot.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.